Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Sydney Senior Services, where they never charge for their service.
8:31, Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me over.
I wondered earlier today, as we started to see a little bit of snow, if you were going to have a very interesting return to elementary classes. That kind of skated around Roseburg, and it's really not impacted any of the schools anywhere. But elementary kids back in class.
Oh, we're thrilled about that. We're excited to have kids back. I have been tracking the phone all week and had that Monday snowflake on there for a while. We were luckily had staff out this morning about 4 o'clock to check the roads, and happy to see buses on the roads, no delays or bus routes, and excited to have kids back today.
So talk about how you go through all of this. I mean, it's been a back and forth year.
Yeah, it certainly has been. Our goal has been to get kids back in person. And if we're not able to, our goal is to deliver high quality experiences for kids remotely. As you likely know, the metrics from the state continue to shift a little bit. We continue to adjust on those. This last week, we had good news that let us get our K-5s back, and we're actually anticipating the numbers later today from Oregon Health Authority that might put us under 200. By my count, we should be. That would actually open the door for the return to 612. We're waiting for those numbers.
Well, and for school districts, a lot of things involved behind the scenes. This year has been fascinating just in terms of normally you're out there trying to get school volunteers, get parents, get grandparents involved. Now you're just trying to get kids in and off, you know, in the campus, out of their car safely.
Yeah, it certainly has been different. We're trying to take our learnings from this year. I think, you know, the COVID pandemic has certainly shifted, what schools look like this year, and likely will shift what schools look like and what parents expect and what kids expect long term for us. So, yeah, there have certainly been some differences in terms of involvement. We're grateful for everybody that's helping out behind the scenes. You know, we've got parents and grandparents helping probably as they've never helped before. Although they're not in the classroom, we certainly do appreciate them helping.
So talk about some of the practical stuff that you do when the elementary kids arrive back on campus today.
So they're, as a reminder, we had our opportunity to get our K-3s back for about 2 months earlier in the year. That we were able to work through and refine some processes. Lots of things happen as kids get there today. There'll be some visual checks of kids, helping make sure kids are safe and they understand routines today. The kids are so easy to work with. They are much more adept at adapting to wearing a face mask and following the procedures. So we did quite a bit of training over the last several months. We feel like we're ready to go today. And hopefully for kids, they can just enjoy the experience of being in school, seeing their teacher, being with their classmates. Our hope is done well. Kids won't see much of a difference. They can just enjoy being back in person with their classmates.
One of the things the governor mentioned when she announced the shift in metrics a couple weeks ago was that she'd been hearing more and more from the mental health community about the impact this whole situation has had on kids and even young kids.
For sure. There has been. I think we've talked about that locally and across the state and nation that, being at home in isolation, we've got, it's for some kids, it's been fine. And for other kids, it's been really, really difficult. And we've seen, some pretty staggering numbers around abuse reporting and some of those statewide metrics that have been really concerning. I get a chance to hear from lots of parents and kids, and certainly we've got a lot of kids that are, and parents excited they can get back in a routine, hopefully, we can be open and stay open, and avoid any spread within the schools, and we can get back to what we've been doing before.
It's been interesting as I talk to different people in the community. A lot of times, it's trading messages back and forth more than it is seeing people these days, but sometimes you bump into somebody, you know, in a parking lot or a store or whatever. And for some parents, it's been a real struggle because in some cases, they've both been working from home. They've got jobs where they can do that, and they're thankful for it because that reduces, some of the logistical issues. But yet it's hard at the same time to do your job from home and keep track of your kid and make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, whether they're in the same room or down the hall or things like that. And then for parents who do have to work, and maybe single parents or both parents have to work, figuring out what to do with the kids. I know some people have talked about, you know, an older kid doing online, keeping track of their younger sibling. That doesn't always go well either.
No, it's been you know, really tricky. And I think hats off to, you know, all of our parents who have, you know, doing their best to figure out how to make this work and really working their best to make it work. But it is, you know, I think the success of remote is highly dependent on a couple of things. And, you know, we do have situations where we have, you know, kids that are just working independently at a young age. And I mean, my heart goes out to parents who either can't work because of the situation or, you know, they've had to seek different employment. And it has been a challenge. And, you know, we hope with, you know, vaccinations across the country and the world, and we hopefully will see a reduced rate of that, and we can get our kids back into school.
And sometime this week, of course, it all depends. Well, starting today, teachers eligible to get vaccinated, and I saw a little bit of that over the weekend. That probably makes a lot of your staff feel a lot more secure.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're excited to see that movement, and we're really hoping that can move pretty quickly to get teachers vaccinated. We've opened up, you know, any sites we need, and I know Public Health, ESD, and Aviva's working hard to make that happen. We'll do anything we can to make sure we can get those vaccines for teachers. You know, we would like to get that all done before the 8th so we don't, you know, get in the way of seniors wanting to, you know, needing to get their vaccines as well.
All right, Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools, thanks for coming in this morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.